It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Conductor James Levine, who's been leading the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra since the Gerald Ford administration, will step down as music director after this season, but still plans to conduct occasionally as music director emeritus. 72-year-old has struggled with health problems for years and missed two full seasons after a serious spinal injury, but always seemed to fight his way back to the podium, conducting from a motorized wheelchair in recent years. It's gotten to the point now, though, that his Parkinson's symptoms are severe enough to affect his conducting. For more than four decades, the Met has been my artistic home, and I am tremendously proud of all we've been able to achieve together as a company, Mr. Levine said in a statement. From expanding the repertory to including new and seldom heard works, to the development of the orchestra and chorus into one of the glories of the musical world. Although I am unable to spend as much time on the podium as I would like, he added, I am pleased to step into my new role and maintain my profound artistic ties to the Met. Since his debut in 1971, Mr. Levine has conducted 2,551 performances with the company. A Montreal orchestra replaced a homeless man's violin after learning of its theft. Mark Landry, a frequent performer in the city's metro transit system, made headlines after a Montrealer's Facebook post reported Landry's violin had been stolen. When the Metropolitan Orchestra heard about it, they knew they wanted to help. They got in touch with the local violin shop and bought him a new instrument. Francis Lapointe, from the shop that offered the violin, said, he'll have everything he needs to be playing again. It's a good instrument, and it's going to work for years for Mark to enjoy his music and for us to enjoy his music also. For his part, Landry said, God bless you. I'm going to play right away. Friends say Landry moved to Montreal about 15 years ago, has struggled with mental health problems and substance abuse, and is nearly blind. Things are now more or less getting back to normal, if you can call it that, for Mark. He said his original violin, which he had reported stolen, had been recovered, and his new violin was in safe hands at a friend's home. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.